Men generally make more money than women nationwide. In fact, women working full-time make about 79% of what their male counterparts do. There's a comparable gap when you break it down for different racial and ethnic groups. A new report shows that in Milwaukee County, the pay gap is shrinking, with women earning about 85% of what men do. Next door in Waukesha County, women's earnings are only about 76% of men's. While advocates for equal pay might celebrate the smaller gap in Milwaukee County, our next guest says, not so fast. Joe Pietrangelo is a senior researcher with the Wisconsin Policy Forum. He focuses on economic development, workforce development, and transportation. He co-authored the forum's new report on Milwaukee County's gender pay gap. Joe, good to have you back with us today.
Thanks for having me back.
Well, tell us what you set out to find out with this report.
Yeah, so what we were trying to understand is just to see what the pay gap is in Milwaukee County and how it compares with the national rate, see how things are trending over time, and then to get into some of the details about how the gender pay gap may vary by occupation and what some of the big factors are that contribute to the pay gap.
So we mentioned that pay gap a little narrower in Milwaukee County than we see around the nation and shrinking, but there may be some bad reasons for that. Can you talk about why we see this narrowing in Milwaukee County?
Well, I think that the narrowing is generally a positive story. The progress being made is positive. We went from women earning a median of 81% of men's earnings in 2010 to 85% in 2018. So that was a positive trend, but when it comes to why Milwaukee County has a smaller pay gap than the national gap, that's where you get into it not all being an entirely positive story. And that's because the general earnings in Milwaukee County are a little bit lower than the medians nationally. So specifically, men in Milwaukee County make less than men nationally. So that's part of what drives there being a narrower gap here.
Right. I think the hope for people who focus on the wage gap between men and women, their ideal solution would be that women would go up to the level that men are at. The concern is if it's narrowed, but it's because men, at least in Milwaukee County, are getting paid less than men elsewhere. What accounts for Milwaukee County looking like it does compared to the rest of the country?
Well, like I said, so women actually earn pretty close to the national median in Milwaukee County. And I should clarify that we're talking about where people live and not where they work. And we really only focused on people who work full time in our study. But essentially, we found that women in Milwaukee County make a pretty similar amount as women nationally. But men, it was an 8% lower median for men in Milwaukee County than nationally. So that's part of what drives the bigger gap. Then we got into looking at, well, how does this vary by occupation? And because one of the things that drives the gap is that women are still underrepresented in certain fields that pay higher wages. So for example, we found that only 20% of Milwaukee County residents who work in architecture and engineering, and 21% of those in computer and mathematical jobs, a lot of the tech jobs, are women. So they're very underrepresented in those fields that pay higher wages. And they're more overrepresented in some of the occupations that pay lower wages, like office and administrative support is a good example of that.
We're talking to Joe Pietrangelo with the Wisconsin Policy Forum, looking at a new report from the group on Milwaukee County's gender pay gap. Joe, in addition to looking occupation by occupation, how about how much women versus men rise to higher ranks and presumably better paying leadership roles in organizations?
Right. So we also saw that was still a major factor in the pay gap, especially when you look at certain occupations, like the legal profession, for example, where actually in legal occupations, the pay gap is the biggest among any. We looked at 23 kind of occupational groups and found the biggest gap in the legal field. And the explanation, or part of the explanation for that, is that women are very underrepresented as judges and still also underrepresented as lawyers, whereas they make up most of the legal support workers. So those are the paralegals and legal assistants that earn lower wages. Another example is management occupations, where women are equally represented as managers in general across, you know, all types of management positions. But when you get into the specifics, you see that women are still underrepresented as top executives, which pay the highest salary. So that's still part of what drives the gap in pay.
Do you start to look at solutions in your report, Joe, things that could be done to help narrow the gap further?
We did a little of that. So, you know, one of the things that we found, in addition to the things I've mentioned, we found that differences in caregiving responsibilities were a big part of what drives the pay gap. A lot of national research, at least, shows that. And so, for example, with that, women are more likely to take on more of the childcare responsibilities and other caregiving responsibilities in their families, partly because that can actually limit their career options because they don't have the flexibility they need to take certain jobs or to ascend up to some of the highest positions. So we found in certain fields where more flexibility has been brought into schedules. Pharmacy is a good example where the pay gap has almost been eliminated in pharmacy, and that's largely because workers have come to be more interchangeable in pharmacy, and schedules have become more flexible, and that tends to allow women to be able to still be able to take on, you know, a disproportionate share of childcare responsibilities without it affecting their career as much. So that's one thing that could happen, is more flexibility in scheduling from the private sector side. We also look at the public policy side and how an increase in access to affordable childcare and also paid family leave, both for women and men, can help to close the pay gap.
In less than a minute, Joe, we've got COVID-19 now. That's after the time period you cover in your report. But what kind of things are you watching for to see how this shakes out and how it's going to affect pay for women?
Yeah, it's a great question. Initial reports seem to show that women have been more likely to lose a job than men have so far in this recession. And so that could actually make the pay gap worse. But we also see on the positive side that in a lot of fields, at least, especially in higher paying fields, a lot of people have been working from home. Schedules have become more flexible. So there's an openness to new arrangements at work that may actually allow for women to close the pay gap, because those flexibilities are available and they're able to, access or work in whatever field without it being a barrier.
Joe, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Joe Pietrangelo, senior researcher at the Wisconsin Policy Forum. We talked to him about a new report he worked on. It's about Milwaukee County's gender pay gap. You can find some reporting on that study from the Wisconsin Policy Forum over at WPR.org/news. And you can share your experiences and how you see COVID-19 changing the way you work. Email us ideas@WPR.org.